Good evening, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家晚上好，我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
The question we need to consider tonight is from God Himself, slumbering or sober?
那么今天我们要问自己的一个问题呢，是来自神的一个问题，也就是沉睡或谨守。
The passage for our consideration is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6 to verse 11.
那我们要思考的这个经文呢，取自《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第一到十一节。
When a child of God dies in Christ, the Bible says he is sleeping.
那么，当神的儿女呢，在基督里面去世的话呢，圣经告诉我们他睡着了。
When God says that about a child of God who has died in Christ, it is a commendation.
那么如果神如此来形容一个在主里死去的人的话呢，那是一种赞美。
The reason it is a commendation is because this is in contrast to a sinner who dies in sin.
因为这是相对的，也就是相对于一个在罪里而死的罪人。
Because when a person dies in sin, he ends up in hell.
因为当一个罪人呢死在罪里的话呢，他就会下到地狱去。
A child of God who dies in Christ, he is in heaven.
那么在基督里面死了的人呢，他会到天堂去。
So when the word sleep is used to describe him, it is only with reference to his body, the mortal flesh.
所以当圣经形容一个基督徒睡着了的时候呢，说的是他的肉体。
For the soul of the child of God is with Christ in heaven.
因为他的灵魂已经在天堂与主同在。
So now the body awaits the resurrection.
那么现在他的肉体呢就要等候复活。
And when the resurrection takes place, this body is awakened. He's given a glorified body.
那么复活的时候呢，他就会得到一个荣耀的身体。
And so in this sense, the word sleep is used.As a commendation to describe the death of a Christian.
所以在这个意义上，在这个层面上呢，用沉睡来形容一个基督徒的死亡呢，是一种赞美。
But when the word sleep is used to describe a professing Christian who is still breathing and very much alive, it is not a commendation.
但是如果用沉睡来形容一个还活着的基督徒，自称自己为基督徒的人的话呢？那就不是一个赞美了。
And based upon the strong language that we find in this passage, we know that it is a condemnation.
那我们看到从《帖撒罗尼迦前书》这一段经文所用的非常强烈的字眼呢，我们就会知道，如果是这么形容一个自称为基督徒的人的话呢，那是并不是一个赞美。
And so tonight, as we are in the threshold of entering into a new year,And closing the old year, it is important for us to answer this question honestly before God.
那么这样的一种形容，实际上是对于这个自称为基督徒的人的一种定罪。那么当我们进入新的一年，要已经回首这个旧的一年的时候呢，我们就要问自己这个问题。
Are we slumbering?Or sleeping.
我们是在沉睡还是谨守呢？
This is a very needful question that God must ask us.
这是神必须要问我们的一个问题。
And so in verse 6, God begins by telling us, Therefore let us not sleep as do others.
所以第六节呢，神的话语这么说，所以我们不要睡觉像别人一样。
And so God says thatIt's a contrast.
所以神说这是一个非常大的一个比较。
And this contrast exists on earth.
而这个强烈的比较呢是存在于这个地球的。
There is the us and there is the others.
那么这个强烈的对比呢就是我们和别人。
Who are the us and who are the others?
那所谓的我们是谁，所谓的别人又是谁呢？
The Bible describes the word us as those who are watchful and those who are sober. You find that in the last part of verse 6.
那我们在第六节的最后的几个字呢，我们就可以看到，它是用警醒和谨守来形容这个我们的。
There are two words for watch in the New Testament.
那么警醒呢，在新约里面。
This word that is used here refers to someone who is sleeping.
那么这个字呢，在这里呢，指的是一个人在睡着的人。
And now God is rousing him, awakening him, wake up and stay awake.
神要他起来，要他警醒。
In contrast to another word that is used to describe a person who is already awake, and then God is now challenging him, don't go to sleep, stay awake, you're already awake.
那有另外一个字呢，说的是那个人已经醒了，但是神现在要挑战他继续的保持清醒。
And so God says, if you are sleeping now, wake up and don't fall back to sleep again.
所以神在这里说，如果你现在在沉睡的话，快点起来吧，然后不要再睡了。
This is, of course, in the spiritual sense.
当然，这指的是属灵的层面。
Even though some of you might be sleeping right now, in the literal sense.
那或许现在有的人已经睡着了。
You know that it is said that many preachers can preach better than the Apostle Paul.
那么，有的人就说，很多这个传道人呢，他们传道的能力呢，比这个使徒保罗来得好。
And I think I'm one of them too.
那我相信我自己也是其中一人。
You see, the Apostle Paul took nearly 24 hours to put one person to sleep.
因为呢，使徒保罗呢，他传道传了他讲道讲了24个小时呢，才有一个人睡着。
I don't think I need even 24 minutes to put you to sleep.
但我相信我根本不需要24分钟。
So therefore, in that sense, I'm better than him. He took 24 hours for one person to fall asleep and fell from the windowsill.
所以在这个层面上呢，我相信我是比他好的，因为他需要24个小时才让一个人呢睡着，打了瞌睡，然后从
What happens when a person literally goes to sleep?
从高楼上跌下。那么当一个人睡着的时候，到底是怎么样的一回事呢？
He said to be dead to the world.
他就是好像对这个世界死了一样。
When a person is sleeping, he's literally oblivious to what's happening in the world.
他并不知道这个世界发生的事情。
And so when we read of the tsunami striking villages and towns in the wee hours of the morning, it is a very deadly tsunami.
所以当我们听到这个有关这个海啸在清晨的时分呢，去袭击侵蚀这个海岸的一些住房的时候呢，是非常致命的。
Because they are dead to the world, they literally will die in their sleep.
因为在清晨的时候，人们还在睡觉，他们根本不知道外面发生的事情，所以他们可能就会被海啸吞噬了。
This is in contrast to people who are awake and you see the wave coming, you can run and hide.
相比之下呢，如果是醒着的人呢，如果你看到巨浪的话呢，你可以逃跑。
So when this word is used to describe those who are spiritually asleep, it means he is oblivious to the spiritual realm.
所以这个字警醒呢，它形容的是那些在属灵上沉睡的人。
And so God says, if you are still oblivious to the spiritual realm, and if you are truly born again, you have to wake up.
那神是在告诉我们说，如果你是真正重生的话，但是你属灵上已经睡着的话，你必须警醒，要醒来了。
And you have to understand.And see beyond the three-dimensional physical world.
那你就必须明白这个世界，你的眼光必须要超越这个世界。
And you have to do so soberly.
而且你必须谨守。
The word sober literally means a person who must abstain from alcohol, wine.
那么这个谨守的根字呢，实际上指的是一个人他不能够碰。
What happens to a person who drinks alcohol?
那如果一个人他喝酒的话，会发生什么事呢？
Very often, such people think that they are still very much in control of their senses.
那么很多时候呢，这些喝酒的人，他们认为可以控制自己的感官。
And we have read of many tragedies that happen when people get into cars while they think they are sober when they are actually very drunk.
那我们也看过很多的新闻，就是一些人他们喝了酒，他们以为自己能够控制那个驾驶盘，他们就开车了。
Not only have they ruined their own lives and the lives of their families, but also the lives of the other people and the families that they have killed.
所以结果就出了事故，不仅是伤害了自己，伤害了自己的家人，以及也伤害了受害者和他们的家人。
thinking that you are sober does not mean that you are.
以为你自己是清醒的未必就是清醒。
You have to take practical steps to stay away from alcohol, then you are really sober.
那你必须有采取实际的措施不要沾酒，才能够保持清醒。
This is also true in the spiritual realm.
那么这在属灵的层面也是这样的。
You have to take actual spiritual steps so that you will not be carnal.
你必须采取属灵的措施，好叫自己不是属血气和肉体的。
Just because you are born again in Christ does not automatically mean that you will not become attracted to the things of the world, that means carnal.
那么你在主耶稣基督里面重生了，并不代表说你就不会被这个世界或这个属肉体的东西所吸引。
There is a very clear contrast between a person who is slumbering and sober.
所以我们看到一个沉睡的人和一个谨守的人，他们之间的一个强烈的对比。
First and foremost, verse 7 says, the person who is sleeping, he will sleep in the night.
那么我们看到第七节，看到这个对比，睡了的人呢，他是在夜间睡。
This is in contrast to a person who is watchful, waken up.
那他对比的呢，是一个清醒的人。
And the contrast of the word sober is the person who is drunk.
那么我们知道谨守这个字是跟酒有关的，所以我们看到第七节的后半部呢是跟这个酒醉的对比。
God is borrowing the physical observation ofMen's experiences to teach us a very important spiritual truth.
所以神是借用了人在生活中的实际的经历来说明一些属灵的功课。
This night is not just literally the physical night.
那么这所谓的在夜间睡的夜间呢，夜间呢并不是就是单单指这个夜间而已。
This is spiritual.
是，而是属灵的。
In other words, if you refuse to be waken up spiritually, if you are not interested in anything spiritual, then God says you are sleeping.
也就是说呢，如果你不在属灵上警醒的话，你对属灵的事物毫无兴趣的话，神就说你是睡着的人。
And you're still in spiritual darkness.
那你还是属于那属灵黑。你在属灵上还是在黑暗里面的。
And if you are still drunken and obsessed by the things of the world, the material, physical world, then you are still in spiritual darkness.
那如果你还沉醉于这个属世的东西的话呢，你仍然是在黑暗里头的。
That's right, this is a very needful question that we must ask ourselves and answer correctly tonight.
所以今天晚上我们必须问自己这样的一个问题，沉睡或谨守，而且我们必须找到正确的答案。
For we are living in the last days.
因为我们活在末世中。
True, genuine Christianity is getting harder and harder to find.
要找到真正虔诚的基督徒并不容易。
If it was difficult 2,000 years ago, it is even more difficult today because of the last days.
那如果在2000年前呢，要找一个真正虔诚的基督徒已经是不容易的事情的话，那么2000年后的今天呢，就难上加难了，因为我们活在末世。
Do you have any interest in the things spiritual?
那你对属灵的事物是否有兴趣呢？
Do you have a very strong distaste for the carnal world around us?
那你是不是厌恶那属世的世界呢？
This is a very strong indication of whether we are sleeping or whether we are sober.
因为你是否厌恶这个属世的世界，你是否对属灵的东西有兴趣，就证明了你到底是在睡觉还是你在谨守。
Do you love money more than Christ?
那你是否爱钱多过爱基督呢？
Do you love your children more than Christ?
是否爱你的孩子多过爱基督呢？
Do you love to attend more barbecues than prayer meetings?
你是否更愿意去出席这个烧烤活动，而不愿意去出席这个祷告会呢？
Do you love to attend the movies more than Bible studies?
你是否更喜欢去看电影，而不愿意去参加查经班呢？
Do you love to spend your whole day in the world, in contrast to spending the Lord's day in church with God's people?
那你是否更愿意 跟世人在一起狂欢，而不愿意在这个在教在主日在教会里跟弟兄姐妹一起敬拜神呢？
Because God tells us in verse 8, the practical yardstick to measure whether we are sleeping or sober.
因为神在第八节就告诉我们，衡量我们是否在沉睡或者谨守的一个标准。
Verse 7 describes the nature of the others.
那么第七节就告诉我们呢，别人的处境。
Verse 8 describes the characteristics and nature of us Christians, truly born again believers.
那么第八节呢，就形容了一个真正的基督徒必须有的这个特征。
They are the people of the day in contrast to those who are people of the night.
那么对比属夜间的人呢，基督徒是属乎白昼的。
They have nothing to hide.
他们没有必须躲藏的东西。
God can shine His perfect searchlight into their very soul and their mind and their heart and their entire life, and they are right with God.
神可以把他的光照亮在基督徒的生命当中，他们在神的面前也是正义的。
Thieves and robbers, people who have things to hide, people who do evil and wicked things, they usually do them in the night.
那么比如说小偷、强盗或者那些做坏事的人呢，他们通常是在黑夜里做的。
Let God arouse us to from sleep and wake up.
所以愿神呢警醒我们，让我们从沉睡中苏醒起来。
And pray that God will help us to be sober and remain sober with a very clear spiritual mind.
也求神帮助我们要谨守，让我们在属灵上保持清醒。
He is a person who will put on the breastplate.
那么这样的一个基督徒呢，他会穿上这个护心镜。
Breastplate is an armament that is used to protect the vital organs of the chest.
那么护心镜是用来保护胸膛的。
What exactly is the characteristic of this breastplate?
那么这个护心镜有什么特征呢？
Faith and love.
这里说信和爱。
Faith is directly related to our relationship with God.
那么信心呢，就是直接和我们与神的关系有关。
Faith is the thermometer that measures your relationship with God intimately and personally.
那么信心呢，也是衡量我们与神关系的一个温度计。
And that means it begins with your knowledge of Him.
也就是说呢，你必须首先要认识他。
31st December 2017 and 31st December 2018.
2017年12月31号和2018年12月31号。
How much of the Word of God...Have you studied and how much have you increased in the knowledge of God's Word?
你在这一年中呢，在神的知识里面增长了多少呢？
If you have been reading through the Bible in 1 year, you should have read the last few chapters of the book of Malachi this morning.
那么如果你是要在一年内呢读完整本圣经的话呢，那么今天早上呢，你应该是已经读了旧约的最后一本书《马拉基书》的最后几章了。
And tonight you should be concluding by reading the last chapter of the book of Revelation, chapter 22.
那么今天晚上呢，你会以启示录的最后几个章节呢作为结束。
This coming Saturday we will commence our new study.In our church Bible study.
那么这个星期六呢，我们教会的查经班会开始一个新的系列。
And we're going to focus on faith.
那我们要专注于信心。
And I hope you will consecrate and promise the Lord that you will try your best with His help to attend and bring your family.
那我希望你们可以向主承诺呢，你会尽你的所能呢，自己。来出席，也带你的家人来出席这个查经班。
Because this is your protection against the fiery darts of the devil.
因为这是你的护心镜，能够免受那恶者的侵袭。
Because the closer you are to your heavenly Father in relationship, in your knowledge of Him, the farther you will be from the knowledge and the attractions of the world.
因为你跟神越亲近的话呢，你就会更越远离属世的一切。
The world is like a very strong magnet, continue to pull you in that direction.
因为这个世界就好像一块非常强大的磁铁一样。
And as long as we witness for Christ on this earth, in this earthen vessel, the attraction remains.
那我们如果还继续的存留在这个世界为主做见证的话呢，这个磁铁会不断的要把我们从神那边抽离。
The attraction does not stop with age.
那么这个磁铁的这个吸引力呢，不会因为我们的年龄增长而停止。
It just changes, that's all, but it doesn't stop.
他只会做出一些不同的调整，但是他不会停止。
Do you remember what it was like when you were not a believer?
你还记得当你不是基督徒的时候是怎样的一个处境吗？
I remember vividly what it was like when I was not a Christian studying in the university.
那我还记得我在大学念书的时候，我还不是基督徒。
The motivation to study very hard was to do well, pass, and make lots of money.
那我读书的动机呢，当时是要就是考试及格，然后做工赚很多的钱。
And so I cannot afford to fail, because if I fail, I will not be able to get a good job and earn lots of money.
所以我要确保自己不能够就是确保自己一定要及格，要不然我就不能找到一份好工作，不能够赚大钱。
And so when you look around you, you have many people who graduated from their studies and they continue to make tons of money because that is the attraction.
那你就可以看到你身边的人呢，他们毕业之后呢，就不断的赚大钱，因为这就是对于他们来说是非常大的吸引力。
The love of self, the love of family, the love for the things of the world, they are one and the same.
因为他们爱自己，爱他们家人，爱这个世界。
The pull is very strong and real the world has on us.
这个世界的吸引力对我们来说是非常强大的。
But the moment we become a Christian, born again in Christ, things suddenly change.
但是当我们成为基督徒，在主耶稣里面重生的时候，一切就改变了。
And when the knowledge of the Word of God continues to increase, the attraction that you have for your Heavenly Father becomes stronger and stronger.
那么当你对神的认识越来越多的时候呢，你就神对你的吸引力也就越来越大了。
And the attractions of the world will continue to fade and becomes weaker.
那么这世界对你的吸引力就逐渐的减弱了。
And the moment I drift farther away from the Lord, the attractions of the world will become strong again.
但是如果你远离上帝的话呢，这个世界的吸引力就会越来越大。
The Bible has a term to describe this experience. It's called backsliding.
那么圣经就有一个词汇来形容这样的一种处境，也就是背道。
And a backsliding Christian, you have to wake up and stop that attraction in your life.
那么背道的基督徒，你要警醒，你要停止背道。
Let God stir within your heart that first love that must burn brightly so that you must now become more and more attracted to your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
让神在你心里燃起你当初对他的爱，然后来更加亲近他。
That's what this faith is.
这就是这里所说的信心了。
Your trust in him because you have now learned to know him better, more and more through the study of God's word.
因为你借着读他的话语更加的认识他，你就更加的信靠他。
Don't stop at the church Bible study.
不要止于这个教会的查经班。
Let it be only the beginning.
让这个出席查经班成为你认识神的开始。
We have fellowship groups of all ages for you to join.
我们有适合不同年龄层的这个团契。
Promise the Lord to commit yourself to join one of these ministries.
你要向神承诺呢，你在新的一年里要加入其中一个。
And don't join as a passive servant, join as an active servant of Christ.
不要只是参加做一个默默无言的这个成员，而是要积极的参与。
Would you make it a point to attend also the Sunset Gospel Hour evening service so that you can begin the Lord's Day in God's house and end the Lord's Day in God's house with God's people?
那你是否也愿意参加夕阳崇拜呢？在主日的时候，好叫你的主日呢可以 以早上的这个崇拜开始，以夕阳崇拜为结束。
A new focus for the first quarter of the year 2019 is to know your church.
那么2019年第一季我们夕阳崇拜的这个主题呢，就是要来认识教会。
To understand what is God's purpose and significance for me to be in a local church.
要来认识呢，神为什么要我们参加地方教会，它的目的是什么呢？
Would you do that in order for you to have a strong breastplate of faith?
那你是否愿意参加西洋崇拜，好叫自己有一个护心镜呢？
Guarantee your life will never be the same again.
我向你保证，你的生命肯定会不一样。
Your witness for Christ will become very potent and powerful for Him.
那你为神所做的见证肯定是大有能力的了。
When that happens, you've got to be prepared for persecution.
当然，当这一切发生的时候，你就要准备受逼迫了。
You've got to be prepared for troubles and difficulties that you have never experienced before.
你要准备去经历那从未经历过的一些挑战和困难。
And that's why this breastplate is also called the breastplate of love.
所以这个护心镜呢，也是用爱做的护心镜。
This is agape love.
这个爱呢，是爱加倍的爱。
And they have.To go together in order for us to maintain our holy witness for Christ.
而这信和爱必须相辅相成。当我们为主做见证的时候
，See when you live a life of holiness for Christ because of your faith in God and in Christ, you're going to be unjustly punished and persecuted.
那因为你信靠上帝，你愿意为上帝过那圣洁的生命的时候呢，你就会被这不公义的世界所逼迫。
And the danger is you're going to feel very bitter and angry with the people who persecute you and punish you.
那你有可能呢，就会觉得非常的痛苦，而且会埋怨。
Because you want to live a holy life so that they can come to know Christ.
因为你是为了这些非基督徒呢，来做一个过一个圣洁的生命，一个圣洁的见证。
And instead of coming to know Christ, they turn around and bite you and persecute you and hurt you.
好像这些非信徒能够来相信主耶稣，但是他们不但不来相信，反而反咬你一口。
And that's why God says you must also remember that it is a breastplate of love.
所以神提醒我们说，这个护心镜也是用爱来做的护心镜。
This is the love of God that God has planted into the heart of every child of God the moment they become Christians.
那么这个爱呢，就是当人成为任何人成为基督徒的时候，神就把这个爱加在他的身上了。
This must be the single and one and only motive for your witness and service.
那么当你侍奉神为主做见证的时候，这是必须是你唯一的推动力。
So that even when they persecute you unjustly for Christ's sake, you will continue to show love and remain holy and guard your heart against bitterness.
所以当这个世界无故的来逼迫你的时候呢，你也要谨守这个信心和爱，好叫你自己不会因此而埋怨神。
For the moment we murmur and complain andbecome bitter in service, the devil has won.
因为当我们开始埋怨神的时候呢，魔鬼就是得胜了。
The fiery darts of the devil has pierced through.
也就是说，那魔鬼的这个毒箭呢，已经刺穿了我们。
In that state and condition, very likely.You're going to throw in the towel and you're going to stop serving.
那如果是这样的话呢，很有可能你就会放弃你的侍奉了。
And you become very discouraged and disheartened.
你就会感到非常的灰心。
You might even think of leaving the church.
你甚至可能会想要离开教会。
You may even want to stop witnessing for Christ. What's the point?
你甚至可能会觉得为主做见证已经没有意义了。
I tell you about the love of God in Christ and what do I get in return? Only...hurt and pain and suffering.
我向世人传扬基督的爱，但是我得到了什么呢？得到的却是他们的伤害。
That's why we need to put on the breastplate of love.
所以我们必须把爱当作护心镜。
So that we may remain steadfast and unmovable, always constrained by the love of Christ in our service and witness for Him.
好像我们在为主做见证和侍奉他的时候呢，我们不会动摇。
And this is how you remain sober for Christ and keep on witnessing a good confession for Him.
而这也是我们如何去谨守自己，然后继续的为主做见证。
So tonight, check your heart and motive for service.
所以今天晚上我们要省察自己的心以及我们侍奉的动机。
Let it be one of great and deep sincere love for your Savior that you are serving Him, expecting no need for any human being to thank me. Even if you want to hurt me, I will continue to serve and love you in return.
那我们要确保呢自己是为着爱来为他做见证的，是不求回报的。那么即便受伤呢，我们还是愿意继续为他做见证和侍奉他。
Because that was the love of God that you experienced in your own heart first when you accepted Christ as your Lord and your Savior.
因为当你接受主耶稣基督作为你的救主的时候呢，你首先经历了神的爱。
Pray that God will awaken this love in us.
所以求主将这份爱呢，在我们心里面苏醒起来。
Especially more so when we are about to take the Lord's Supper later on.
尤其是待会儿呢，我们就要来拨饼纪念他。
And to sustain it, so that we will not only do it for a year or two, but for the rest of our life, God says, hope of our salvation.
那求主保守我们，不是一年两年来这么做，是一生一世的来为他侍奉。所以第八节的后半部说，我们要有得救的盼望。
See, hope is always future.
那么盼望呢，指的是未来的事。
It is never something in the past.
从来不是指过去的事。
This is not the kind of hope that you find in the world.
这个盼望呢，是世人没有的。
The hope that we find in the world is based upon the strength and the power of man.
那么这世人的盼望呢，是建立于人的能力。
A child may hope to travel around the world.
比如说一个人他希望能够环游世界。
It may or may not happen because at this juncture he doesn't have the finance to pay for this world trip.
那他可能这个时候呢没有这个经济能力来达到这个愿望。
And so he works very hard and hopefully one day, maybe 20 years down the road, that may become a reality. That's his hope.
那么他就为了他这样的一个盼望呢，努力工作，希望可能几十年后他可以赚到钱，能够去环游世界。
But the hope of our salvation is anchored in the finished work of Christ on the cross.
但是我们得救的盼望呢，是以基督在十字架上为我们所成就的事工呢，作为基础的。
We know that the work of our salvation was completed by Christ.When he died on the cross for us.
我们知道当主耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上的时候，他已经为我们成就了救赎的事工。
But do you know that the work of salvation of Christ in our lives as disciples of Christ is not completed yet?
但是作为他的门徒呢，他在我们身上的得救的事工还没有完成。
Oh, you will never lose your salvation if you are truly born again in Christ.
当然，如果你是真的在主耶稣基督里面重生的话呢，你是永远不会失去这个救恩的。
But the work of salvation of Christ in us remains incomplete.
但是这救恩呢，继续在这个基督徒的生命里面呢，还是未完成的。
It will be completed when all of God's children receive the glorified body.
只有在所有的基督徒都获得那荣耀的身体的时候呢，这个救恩的事工就会完成了。
Just as Jesus Christ rose from the dead and received a glorified body, all those who believe in Christ will also rise from the dead and receive the glorified body.
就像主耶稣基督从死里复活，有着这个荣耀的身体一样，所有的基督徒呢，死后也会有一天也会复活，得到这个荣耀的身体。
This is guaranteed.
这是圣经的保证。
Because of the certainty of Christ's resurrection, all children of God will receive the glorified body.
因为基督已经获得了这个荣耀的身体，所以每一个基督徒他们死后复活也会获得这个荣耀的身体。
Those who are alive in Christ will be raptured.
那么那些还在主里活着的人呢，他们就会被提到天上。
All believers will receive the glorified body.
所有的信徒都会获得这个荣耀的身体。
And because of this hope that we have, it will change our present life.
那么因为我们有这样的一个盼望呢，就会改变我们目前的生命。
That's the nature and the power of hope.
这也就是盼望的性质以及盼望所能带来的巨大的改变了。
I know some of my classmates, they have always hoped to be an architect when they were young boys.
那我也知道，我知道我的同学，他们小时候就梦想成为绘测师。
They prepare themselves to become architects.
他们就预备自己成为绘策师。
First, they have this passion for drawing.
那首先呢，他们有非常热爱绘画。
And so they make sure that through their life as a student, they will improve in their drawing and all subjects that will help them become an architect.
那当他们还是学生的时候呢，他们就会确保他们的绘画技巧会不断的提升，而且所有能够帮助他们考好成绩的这个科目呢，他们都会努力的去用功的去读。
They plan their study life from primary school, what subjects to take, secondary school, as well as junior college.
因为他们的梦想是成为会测师，所以从小学、中学、高中到大学，他们的一路已经做好了规划。
They take concrete steps because of their hope.
因着他们的梦想，他们已经做好了他们的规划。
This is true of everyone. Those who hope to be a millionaire before they turn 30, what do you think they do? They don't sit around and do nothing.
不管什么人都是一样的。比如说，一个人他想在30岁的时候呢，成为百万富翁，他不可能只是坐着什么也不做。
And so God says, a sober Christian is a Christian who will have his hope of the resurrection very much alive in his heart and in his mind.
所以神告诉我们，一个谨守的基督徒呢，他有着得救的盼望，而且这得救的盼望是鲜活的。
And so they will also take practical, concrete steps on a day-to-day basis to ensure that this hope is certain.
而且他们每一天呢，都要做好他的规划，来确保他能够有这个盼望，这个盼望能够落实。
Certain in their own lives, in their own experience, in their future.
来确保他们的未来是确定的。
This is very important for us living in the last days.
那么对于活在末世的我们来说，这是非常重要的。
If you come to know Christ by believing in the gospel of the charismatics, tragically, you have no salvation.
那如果你接受了主耶稣基督，但是你所信的福音呢，是灵恩派所传讲的福音的话，对不起，你没有救恩。
Because their gospel, when you check it, evaluate against the Bible, is not of the Bible.
因为如果你按着圣经来评估他们所传讲的福音的话，你就会发现他们的福音跟圣经是有出入的。
I've read their writings, listened to their preaching, and their gospel sounds like this.
那么我读过他们许多的文章，也听过他们许多的布道会。
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to die for your sin. Sounds good.
那他们会如此传讲这个福音的信息，也就是相信主耶稣为了你的罪而死。
But they add the phrase, and you will be healthy and wealthy here on earth.
这听起来非常的正确，但是他们又加上了一点，如果你相信主耶稣为你的罪而死的话，你就会在这世上享有健康和财富。
And so many, many hundreds and thousands of charismaticsWill accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior who died for their sin because they are motivated by health and wealth.
所以有数以千计这个灵恩派的这些所谓的基督徒呢，他们接受他们就是相信主耶稣，是因为他们的动机是为了要得到这个健康，得到财富。
And therefore they will live their lives here as a witness for Christ, motivated by physical health and material wealth.
那么他们活在这个世上为主做见证的时候呢，他们的动机就是健康和财富。
This is in direct contrast to what Jesus Christ says in the Sermon on the Mount.
这跟主耶稣基督在山上宝训中所说的是形成强烈的对比的。
If you are truly born again in Christ, you must love God only. You cannot love God and mammon.
主耶稣基督说呢，如果你爱神的话呢，你只能爱他，你不能爱神，也同时爱马门。
And the hope of the resurrection is false.
而且这灵恩派他们对于复活的这个盼望是不真实的。
Because of their present state and condition and heart and mind.
那这个盼望是虚假的，因为他们目前所相信的已经不是真理了。
They are drunken by the material wealth.
他们沉溺于这个物质的财富。
And they remain in darkness.
而且他们继续的活在黑暗里。
But a person who is in the light of the day, he will have the hope of the resurrection only.
那么可是属乎白昼的人呢，他却有得救的盼望。
And it is the love of Christ that will continue to constrain him as he witnessed on earth, and not promotion and not the money of the world.
那么当他继续在这世上为主耶稣基督做见证的时候呢，神的爱是他的推动力，而不是所谓的升职加薪或者任何的财富健康。
The things of the world means nothing to him.
这世界的这属世的一切呢，对于他来说是他毫不在乎。
The things of God means everything to him.
但属神的一切呢，对他来说却是全部。
This question, slumbering or sober, is very, very needful for us to answer before God.
所以我们有这个必要来到神的面前来回答这样的一个问题，也就是我们是在沉睡着或谨守着呢？
Because of the danger and the deception of these last days before us.
因为在这个末世里面充满了欺诈。
And it is also a measure of our salvation.
因为这个问题也衡量了我们的救恩。
And you find this in verse 9 and verse 10.
我们可以在第九和第十节看到。
For God hath not appointed us unto wrath.
因为神不是预定我们受刑。
Your appointment with God is not going to end in destruction and condemnation.
神给并不是预定我们最后要被定罪，最后要被摧毁。
For you have obtained salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake right now, sober, or whether we are asleep, that means you have died in Christ, asleep, you should always live together with Christ.
乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救，他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着、睡着，也就是如果我们在基督里面死了的话，都与他同活。
The word sleep here in verse 10 is used in the good sense.
那么这个睡着呢，就跟我们的讲题的沉睡是不一样的意思。
Because this word does not refer to those who are spiritually asleep.
这个睡着呢，并不是指属灵上的沉睡。
That's found in verse 7. That's condemnation.
不是在第七节所用的这个睡着了的睡。
This one describes those who are awake in Christ and those who are asleep, that means died in Christ.
那么第七节的睡呢，是在罪里睡沉溺于罪里的是被定罪的。那么第十节的睡着呢，是指那些在基督里面死去的人。
Because this word sleep is used by God in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13 to describe the death of a Christian.
因为这个睡着的这个字呢，神也在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十三节用了这个字来形容死去的基督徒。
So when you are awake and sober on earth witnessing for Christ, you must live together with Christ.
那如果你在这世上警醒谨守来为主做见证的话呢，你就与他同活。
So that at the end of your life, when you die in Christ, you are asleep and you will also be together with Christ, safe in the arms of Jesus in heaven.
那当你在这世界上，当你在基督里面去死了的时候呢，你就是已经睡着了，你是与他同活的。
That's why how you answer this question tonight, whether you are slumbering or sober, is very important because it measures your relationship in terms of salvation with your Lord Jesus Christ.
那么你如何回答这个问题呢？你是沉睡或谨守呢？这个回答是非常重要的，因为它衡量了你与神的关系以及你的救恩。
Do you have the breastplate of faith and love on right now?
那你是不是有把这个信心当作护心镜呢？
Is the hope of the salvation that you have in Christ very much alive in your soul?
那得救的盼望是否在你的灵魂里面是否仍然鲜活呢？
If it has not been the case this past year,God says, I want you to wake up right now and make a difference in this coming new year.
那如果在过去一年并不是如此的话呢，神要告诉你说你要马上警醒了，要在新的一年里面做出改变。
Because if you have truly obtained salvation that is in Christ, you will want to do so.
因为如果你真正在主耶稣基督里得着救恩的话呢，你就会愿意做出改变。
Because only a spiritually dead person in that kind of sleep in darkness in the night is a person who cannot be awakened.
因为只有在属灵上死了的人，也就是第七节说的睡了的，在夜间睡了的人呢，是没有办法醒来的。
A person who is truly born again in Christ will be easily awakened.
那么那些在主耶稣基督里面得救的人呢，重生的人呢，他们是很容易就可以苏醒的。
Because the person who is awakening him is the Holy Spirit.
因为是圣灵让他们醒来的。
Because the Holy Spirit dwells in every believer's heart.
因为圣灵住在每一个信徒的心中。
And he is the one who will take the word of God and bring conviction to awaken you, and you will begin by repentance.
那么圣灵是呢？圣灵用神的话语来打动我们的心，好叫我们从属灵的沉睡中警醒过来。
And you will ask God to forgive you.
那首先我们就会要来忏悔，然后我们会求神帮助我们。
And at the same time, you will ask God to help you.
同时你也会求神帮助你。
To help you live for Him in this coming new year.
帮助你在新的一年里面。
And you pray that God will give you the conviction and the strength to make sure that you change your life to put the study of God's word, prayer as priorities.
帮助你在新的一年里面呢，优先把这个祷告还有读神的话语呢，作为你最优先要做的事。
And your love and your intimate walk with God will become stronger and stronger, and the attractions of the world will continue to diminish.
那么你对神的爱就会越来越强烈，你和他的关系也会越来越亲密，那么这属世的一切就的吸引力就会越来越弱了。
Because how you live, based upon how you answer this question tonight, will impact others.
你如何回答今天的这个问题呢？就代表了你会怎么样过你的生命。那你会如何过你的生命呢？也会影响到其他的人。
First, this question is very needful because of the last days.
那我们知道这个问题是非常有必要的，因为我们活在末世中。
Second, this question is very important because it will help us make sure of our salvation.
那么第二点呢，这个问题是非常重要的，因为它会确保我们的救恩。
Because a truly born again Christian will want to be awakened and remain awake and be sober.
因为一个真正重生的基督徒呢，他会愿意警醒谨守。
And the third reason why this question is so important is how you impact the lives of people around you.
那这个问题之所以非常重要的第三个原因呢，是因为你的生命会影响你周围的人。
Verse 11.
就是第十一节。
Comfort yourselves together.
你们该彼此劝慰。
Do you love Christian fellowship?
那你是否喜欢跟基督徒一起团契呢？
I heard some of our own church members in Pandan say that I rather spend time with my unbelieving friends outside than with Christians inside.
那我甚至听过我们自己的会员说呢，我宁愿跟我在教会以外的这些非信徒的朋友在一起，也不愿意在教会中跟弟兄姐妹一起。
This kind of statement is a tragedy.
这样的说法是非常悲凉的。
How can you say as a child of God, if you're truly born again, that you enjoy the fellowship of the children of the God of this world more than spending fellowship, comforting, provoking one another unto love and good works with God's children?
那如果你作为神的儿女，你在主耶稣基督里面重生的话呢，你怎么可能说出这样的话呢？也就是你怎么可能就是愿意花更多的时间来跟你非信徒的朋友在一起，多过要在教会里面跟弟兄姐妹一起来侍奉神呢？
Because our love and our joy with fellow Christians on earth is a foretaste of our eternal fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ in heaven, our hope in glory.
因为我们在世上与弟兄姐妹的团契，实际上是让我们出尝了在这个天堂与主和弟兄姐妹团契的这个滋味。
And that's why Christians will always love to marry only Christians.
所以基督徒呢，他们会乐意和愿意的跟基督徒成婚。
Christians who call themselves Christians and they love to marry unbelievers, their salvation is one big question mark.
那些自称为基督徒的人却跟非信徒结婚的话呢，那么他们的救恩是一个很大的问号。
That must never be the heart of any child of God.
作为神的儿女呢，我们不应该有这样的心态。
Because a child of God who loves to be sober will draw much comfort together with other brothers and sisters in Christ because the world will persecute them. brothers and sisters in Christ who encourage them.
因为作为一个基督徒，一个谨守警醒的基督徒的话呢，他们喜欢跟其他的信徒在一起，彼此的劝慰，因为这个世界会逼迫他们。
And by their comfort with one another, they will at the same time build up each other's faith.
但是弟兄姐妹呢，却可以鼓励他们，劝慰他们，而且他们可以互相建立。
And that's what you find the last part of verse 11, edify one another.
这也就是十一节所说的互相建立。
Literally, the word edify means a house builder, someone who will build up the spiritual house of other believers.
意思就好像是说这个你为另外一个弟兄姐妹呢建立起他属灵的这个居所一样。
That's why this question, slumbering or sober, is so important.
所以沉睡或谨守这样的一个问题是非常重要的。
Because if you are a professing believer, you will only be slumbering and you're not sober.
那如果你是自称为基督徒的人的话呢，当你不谨守的时候呢，你就是在沉睡了。
And the people around you will be stumbled by you.
那如果你是沉睡的话呢，你周围的这个弟兄姐妹就会被你绊倒。
But if you are sober, they will be built up in the faith and be encouraged by you.
但是如果你是谨守的基督徒的话，他们就会从你那里得到鼓励，得到建立。
What was your year like in relation to other believers?
那你跟其他的弟兄姐妹的团契在过去一年是如何的呢?
What was your year like at home in relation to your children, parents?
那么作为家长的过去一年，你跟你的孩子的关系又是如何呢?
Has it been one of great spiritual comfort and the building up of the faith?
是充满了属灵的劝慰和互相建立吗?
If it is not, it is not too late to be awakened so that you can make a difference in the coming year.
那如果不是的话呢？你就要趁早警醒，在新的一年里面做出调整了。
Don't just come and go every Lord's Day.
不要在主日只来崇拜之后就离开。
Would you promise the Lord to be sober and share your lives with others and be a good example?
你是否愿意答应神呢？你要在新的一年里作为一个警醒谨守，做一个美好的，做他美好的见证和榜样呢
？Stop being a professor of Christ. Would you begin to be a possessor of Christ?
那你是否愿意停止只是自称自己为基督徒，而是真正去拥有基督呢
？Even as also ye do.
正如你们素常所行的。
Keep on doing it.
也就是说，你们要不断的这么做。
Even if everyone else doesn't want to do it, you must do it. You must begin.
即便是别的人不愿意这么做，你也要开始这么做。
Would you do so?
那你愿意吗？
If mom and dad doesn't want to do it, would you do it as a son, as a Christian son, as a Christian daughter?
那如果你的父母不愿意的话，作为一个基督徒的儿子或者女儿，你是否愿意开始呢？
To encourage your mom and dad that they might also come.
好叫你能够鼓励你的父母，好叫他们能够和你一起来教会呢。
Don't use them as an excuse.
不要以
for your spiritual lethargy.
不要以他们作为你属灵倦怠的一个借口。
Will you be the first one in your Christian home to be sober?
你会愿不愿意作为你基督徒家庭中的第一个成员，第一个警醒谨守的成员呢
？And begin to make a difference.
然后开始。做出改变呢?
The night will come very soon and we can serve God no more.
基督再来的那一天即将到来，我们就再也不能侍奉他。
Dear friend, tonight, please make sure first and foremost your salvation in Christ.
那么亲爱的朋友，今天晚上首先你要确保自己的救恩。
Because if you are truly born again in Christ, you must be sober. That's the only reaction.
因为如果你是真正重生的基督徒的话，你就必须谨守。
Because God is the only one, and He is the one tonight who is arousing you to wake up.
因为神是那要使你苏醒的神。
Those who sleep will sleep in the night.
那些睡着的人，他们是在夜间睡了。
And they will remain drunk, spiritually speaking, with no interest in things spiritual.
那么他们醉了，也就是在夜间醉，也就是属灵上的沉醉。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ has not appointed us unto wrath, but He has saved us that we may have obtained salvation in Him forever.
因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。
And let your life therefore bring much comfort and edification to others.
好叫我们的生命能够劝慰他人，并且建立别人的信心。
That is why you have been saved by Christ and been left behind by your heavenly Father before the Lord takes us home.
这也就是为什么神拯救了我们，还要让我们继续活在这世上的原因了。
I hope all of us will answer this question. Lord, I am sober.
我希望每一个人都能够如此回答这个问题。主啊，我是谨守的。
Or perhaps, Lord, I want to be sober. Help me.
又或许你回答神说，我要警醒谨守，求主帮我。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典怜悯的天父。
As we reflect upon the year 2018, we have much to repent of.
当我们回顾2018年，省思自己的时候呢，我们有许多必须向你忏悔的事。
Cleanse us and wash us of all our sins, O Lord, especially the sins of slumbering.
求主原谅我们一切的罪，尤其是沉睡的罪。
For those who are not born again in Christ, O Lord, help them to begin their journey of accepting Christ as Lord and as Savior.
那些还没有在基督里面重生的人，我们求主帮助他们开始来接受你。
Deliver them from darkness and open their eyes that they might be brought into the spiritual light of Christ.
帮助他们脱离黑暗。打开他们属灵的眼睛，来看到你的光。
Some of us who are your children who have wasted the year 2018 because we have been spiritually asleep.
那有些作为你的子女的，却浪费了这整整一年，因为我们在属灵中睡着了。
Wake us up, O Lord, that we may spend the year 2019 sober.
求主让我们从沉睡中苏醒起来，好叫我们2019年能够谨守。
Helping us to study Thy Word and to pray without ceasing.
帮助我们来读你的话语，而且不住的祷告。
Constrained by the love of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, may the hope of the resurrection, may we continue to live in holiness and godliness.
帮助我们，帮助用主耶稣基督的爱来激励我们，并且让我们得救的盼望能够继续的来推动我们来侍奉你。
May our life bring much comfort and edification to God's people.
也帮助我们，让我们的生命能够鼓励他人，能够建立他人的信心。
And may we all begin at home.
也帮助我们要从家里做起。
Prepare our hearts, O Lord, as we come before the Lord's table.
当我们来到你的面前来拨饼纪念主的时候，求主预备我们的心。
And may all your children, as we come before the Lord's table, may we do so in remembrance of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们来守圣餐的时候，求你帮助我们来纪念我们的主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们这样感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.